Democrats meet with previously deported illegal alien accused of kidnapping, domestic violence. By John Binder on November 26, 2025. A group of House Democrats met with a previously deported illegal alien, accused of kidnapping and domestic violence, at a detention facility in San Diego, California. According to Immigration and Customs Enforcement, ICE, officials, Reps. Juan Vargas, DCA, Mike Levin, DCA, Sarah Jacobs, DCA, and Scott Peters, DCA, visited the agency's San Diego field office on November 24 and requested to speak to Dennis Mauricio Rojas Molina, a previously deported illegal alien from Honduras. Rojas Molina, ICE officials reveal, was arrested by the San Diego Sheriff's Office in May of this year on kidnapping and battery of a spouse charges. Democrats once again chose to stand with a criminal illegal alien over American citizens, the Department of Homeland Security's Tricia McLaughlin said in a statement. This criminal illegal alien these Democrat lawmakers met with has been charged with kidnapping and domestic abuse. It begs the question, have they met with his victim? These sanctuary politicians continue to smear law enforcement and falsely claim ICE is not targeting the worst of the worst. It's disgusting that these sanctuary politicians continue to do the bidding of criminal illegal aliens. Emphasis added. Rojas Molina was arrested by United States Border Patrol agents on June 16, 2015, near Lukeville, Arizona, but was released into the U.S. Interior by the Obama administration. On October 2, 2015, a federal immigration judge issued a final deportation order against Rojas Molina, and he was deported on October 14, 2015. Sometime after that date, he illegally crossed the southern border as an unknown getaway. John Binder is a reporter for Breitbart News. Email him at binder@breitbart.com. Follow him on Twitter here.